Hello everyone and welcome back to my podcast. I am your ever supportive na kaibigan that will help you read between those lines, Mitch Aram. And for today, pag-uusapan natin ang isang broad na topic, which is hashtag choices. If you are a Drag Race fan, you will get my reference where Tatiana always say, choices. Every day we make choices, tama ba? Like every moment of our life, from the time we wake up until sa pagtulog natin, gumagawa tayo ng desisyon. Like kung isa or dalawang pancit canton bang kakainin mo for breakfast, or kung uunahin mo ba muna yung conditioner bago yung shampoo para maiba naman for today, or dapat ka na ba makipag-break sa jowa mong hindi mo na maramdaman yung pagmamahal mula sa kanya? O, diba? Choices are always there. But for this episode, I looked up for some quotes that sums up how our choices affects us. O, diba? Or nakaka-apekto nga ba ang mga choices natin sa buhay? Kasi baka naman naniniwala ka pa rin na wala kang dapat gawin and you will let destiny or the universe to do everything for you. So this first quote ay sinabi sa akin ng special person sa aking buhay ngayon. Wow! He said na, choices always define the outcome. So kwento muna tayo ha. I was enrolling as a freshman, fresh pa ako noon, sa CLSU, yung alma mater ko, way back 2013 sa Nueva Ecija. Siyempre, as always, merong entrance exam na ginagawa before kang makapag-enroll, and yung result ng entrance exam, yung magde-defy ng schedule mo for enrollment. And fortunately, nasa first batch ako noon, kaya maaga dapat ako nasa college. And then yon, so nakapila ako for submission documents. Tas yung kasabay kong enrollee sa harapan ko, nakita ko yung percentile score niya at girl, 100 yung score niya. Tapos ako parang 97 lang ata yung akin noon. And kako sa sarili ko, ala, nakakahiya naman pagkasunod ko siya. Parang na-pressure naman daw pussy ako. Kaya ang ginawa ko, nakipagpalit ako dun sa likod ko sa pangatlong tao. Wala lang. Gusto ko lang, nakipagpalit lang talaga ako. And I decided to move backwards ng time na yun. And nakadepende dun sa enrollment na yun kung anong section ka nung first year. So imagine guys, kung hindi ako nahiya sa score ko nung time na yon at umatras sa likod, baka hindi yun yung naging section ko nung first year ako, or baka nga hindi economics ang course na kinuha ko at the first place, and even baka hindi nga ako sa Manila nag-work ngayon. My life would have been totally different kung hindi sa pangyayaring yun, diba? Sobrang liit lang nung choice na ginawa ko noon, but it changed my life completely. And to be honest, hindi ako nagsisi sa decision na ginawa ko na yun kasi I wouldn't be speaking to you right now kung hindi ko ginawa yun, diba? Same sa inyo guys, ngayon, isipin ninyo ano nga ba yung sobrang liit na bagay na ginawa ninyo before that became the determining factor ng buhay nyo ngayon. Yun ba yung wardrobe choice nyo nung job interview mo? O yung simpleng pag-swipe right mo sa dating app na ginagamit mo ngayon? Or yung sibling pagsabi mo ng yes or no? O diba, our choices always define kung ano mangyayari sa atin. It might be coincidental or minsan sabihin natin miraculous yung nangyari, pero thanks to your choice, that happened. Our second quote is like this, choose your love and love what you chose. Ayan. Itong quote naman na ito is all about love choices. I think sa love din naman, of course, we make a lot of choices. We choose to love, we choose to stay, and we choose to protect the people we love. Pero, there will be a time na we will choose to let go, leave, and move on. Aww. I think yun talaga ang cycle kasi ng isang love relationship eh. Well, unless magbalikan kayo and ulitin niyo yung cycle, diba? Pero may perspective muna kasi hindi pa naman po ako nakakaranas ng jowa, diba? I always see and hear na may ginagawang choice yung ibang tao not to stay sa kadahilan ng they chose someone na mas malapit or mas madali for them to achieve. Alam ko nakaka-relate kayo doon yung mga pinagpalit sa malapit. Oh, alam ko yan. I mean, hindi ko naman naranasan but I see things. Pero alam niyo ba, for me, kasi diba, I've been to a lot of dates and those people chose someone else daw who they think is better than me. I mean, that's what they think. Ang isipan kasi ng iba, hindi lang sa akin na. I think this is general. Ako, I want to choose yung isa kasi he's better. Feeling ko kasi mas gwapo, mas mayaman, and you know, mas masarap. Oops. But in reality, it was an opportunity na na-miss. Alam niyo ba yung kwento na may isang bata before? Actually, invento ko lang to. May isang bata raw na naghahanap ng mangga na uulamin niya. And then may nakita siyang mangga na manibalang. Alam niyo ba yung manibalang? Yung parang almost ripe. Yan, Tagalog ba yun? Basta yun. Pero yung bata, sobrang taas yung standards niya. And gusto niya kasi yung hinug na, di ba? Sino ba namang ayaw ng hinug? Kaya ang ginawa niya, iniwan niya yung manibalang to look for the ripe one. O, di ba? The ripe one is the right one. Good for him kasi may nakita siyang hinug na mangga. Very ripe, very yellow. Pero sobrang taas ng puno niya na kahit gumamit siya ng panungkit, hindi niya kaya, hindi niya maabot. Hindi niya ma-reach yan. Kaya ang ginawa niya, sinukuan na lang din niya yung hinog na mangga and decided na bumalik na lang dun sa manibalang na mangga. Pero unfortunately, wala na yung manibalang na mangga. May nakakuha na iba na kayang maghintay at pahinugin siya, diba? Or baka yung nakakuha is mas gusto niya yung manibalang. Kaya yung bata umuwi siya na walang mangga at all. O diba, ang sad? O diba? Sana guys, na-guess nyo yung logic na gusto ko sabihin na huwag naman natin masyadong itaas yung ating standards and choose someone na you think is quote-unquote better. But the truth is, the payoff is not that worth it. Okay? Kaya always choose someone na mahal ka. Wala. Ako kasi pipiliin ko talaga is someone na mahal ako. Doon ako eh. Basta alam ko ang tanggap niya ako, na-appreciate niya ako, and mahal ako. Syempre, yun ang gusto ko. Pero yung iba, sabi nila, mas gusto raw nila yung taong mahal nila. Kasi it's some sort of, I think, being martyr. Kasi guys, to be honest, it all goes down kung hanggang saan at kung gaano ba yung kaya mong isacrifice para sa taong mahal mo. Yun yung siya. For our third quote, it goes like this: everything that we are right now is a result of our choice. Well, kanina ko pa sinasabi sa inyo, but I want to put this quote on our choices sa course ng college or sa profession natin today. May nakwento kasi sa akin yung aking special someone. Wow! Dati daw, no first year siya, ang course daw niya is IT kasi yun ang gusto ng parents niya for him since yun nga yung in-demand that time. Pero after a year daw, he decided to shift and take fine arts kasi yun talaga yung talent niya and feeling ko yun naman talaga ang calling niya kasi he's really artistic and he's really good. The thing about choosing our college course is that it's really tricky for you, especially nung time namin na kasi after nung high school, diretso agad kami ng college, whereas hindi pa naman kami ganun kamature eh, or kamulat kung ano nga ba yung mga available courses na match para sa skill sets namin, diba? Kaya may mga students na nag-shift ng course o kaya minsan, nag-stop sila completely kasi hindi na nila nag-enjoy yung pag-aaral. Kaya medyo maswerte rin ngayon actually yung mga estudyante kasi meron ng tinatawag na K-12 na tutulong sa kanila para mahanap yung tamang course for them bago sila tumungtong ng college. And for parents out there na nakikinig nito, please be aware kung ano nga ba ang strengths ng mga anak ninyo para habang nag-aaral sila, nag-enjoy pa rin naman sila, di ba? Tanungin nyo sila, ano nga ba yung gusto nilang course or saan sila magaling bago kayo mag-decide. It's true na you want the best for your children, di ba? But also, help them at the same time to be happy kung anong course yung gusto nilang kunin. Ako personally, I'm okay with the course that I had nung college, which is economics. Kasi I can work at the office, at the banks, or start a business, ganyan. Many people iniisip nila na yung work ko ngayon sa office does not match yung creativity ko. Nagko-contrast daw sila. But I love how they are contrasting kasi I can still cultivate yung creativity ko and learn something new besides my skills sa work ko ngayon. O, diba? Para sa ating fourth na quote, it goes like this: we never run out of options. That is why we always have a choice. Actually, I just made this up, but I think it sounds great. Have you ever been in a situation na nasabi nyo sa self nyo na I don't have a choice but to do this? Meron ba? Kasi personally ako, I think I haven't been there kasi I know it in myself na I always have an option. The thing is, there are factors kung bakit nasasabi ng isang tao na wala na siyang choice. One is that he or she is afraid to choose. Ayaw niyang mamili and so scared of the outcome, kaya they chose something na more convenient for them. For example, let's say you are in a relationship sa isang guy who is rich, smart, and he is socially mas nakaangat sa buhay compared to you. Well, this is just an example, okay? And syempre, yung parents nung guys na yon, let's say, mga mata pobre, gusto nila na yung mapapangasawa nung anak nila is someone na more than or at least at par ng level daw nila sa buhay. And you're just an average girl, let's say. Sounds like telenovela, diba? So, going back, gusto ng parents niya na hiwalayan kanya or else itatakwil siya at tatanggalan ng mana. Oh my God. I think, you know guys, kung saan pupunta tong kwentong to. Kaya yung guy, sinabi niya sa'yo na, I have no choice but to break up with you and leave you kasi I can't afford to live on my own and lose everything I've got yet. Well, that statement right there is an act of being a coward. Tuwag. Can you see the picture, guys? Na nawawala ng choice yung isang tao. If you are scared and if you don't want to face yung isang option, which is, meron ka naman talaga at the first place. Na nasa example ko is other way around na ipinaglaban nung guy yung girl sa parents niya and they would run away and they would live happily ever after. But it takes a lot of courage for someone to choose and to have an option. And that's a fact. Another reason na nakikita ko is that you did not really consider choosing the other option. Kaya nasabi mo na wala kang option. Gets nyo ba? For example, you had an unintended pregnancy with your boyfriend. And both of you are not yet ready to be of that level of responsibility. Kasi let's say you're still young, maybe both of you are still studying pa lang. Kaya dito na papasok yung one of the heinous crime, which is, my God, abortion. Isang malaking kasalanan yan, guys. And kayong dalawa, you will say, wala kaming choice para ipalaglag yung bata. Actually, you have. It is to raise the kid and be responsible sa ginawa ninyo. Pero, did you even consider that? No! Kasi, nakaset na yung mind ninyo na magpalaglag and taking care of the kid never crossed your mind. O, diba? Kasi the both of you were scared. Kaya it all goes down sa ikaw ba ay willing to take the leap of faith for you to have a better option sa iyong buhay? Yun yun eh. Maybe sinasabi mo na I have no choice but to stay in this work ngayon even though it's toxic kasi I have nowhere else to go. No! Sometimes you have an option but you were just too scared to take risks and take the big leap of faith. But itong tatandaan nyo, do it for yourself. For our fifth and last quote of the day, it goes like this. I believe that we are solely responsible for our choices and we have to accept the consequences of every deed, word, and thought throughout our lifetime. This quote is said by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. The thing about choices is, sabi ko nga kanina, it's really tricky. Sabi nga sa quote, we are solely responsible for our choices, which is super true naman talaga. Don't blame someone else sa nangyayari sa buhay mo if it's not going your way. Pero hindi naman din masama to have a second or third opinion from people whom you really trust kasi baka iba yung perspective nila sa nangyayari. But still, at the end of the day, ikaw pa rin ang magde-decide kung alin doon ang pipiliin mo. But never choose to blame others, okay? Personally ako, I always consult my dear best friend when choosing something. Like, before ako bumili ng damit, I send her pics kung bagay ba sa akin, kung dapat ko na ba siyang bilhin, kasi I am an impulsive buyer. Kaya I really need a second opinion. She always makes me stay on the line kapag alam niyang I'm going to do something stupid. Pero after all, lagi niyang sinasabi na, do you really need to buy that? Kaya at the end, ako pa rin na magde-decide. Even before, if I am talking to someone, chatting, and nakikipagharutan, ganyan, I always ask her, is it okay to be vulnerable na? And she always asks me, what do you feel about him? Is he worth of your vulnerability? Kasi if he is too shallow sa naramdaman niya for you, thank you next na siya. Ganyan siya lagi. And it's really good that you have someone you really trust sa paligid mo to help you decide which way to go. But 100% of your time, guys, you are solely responsible for that choice you have made. So before we end this episode, I want to read you the last quote for the day from my favorite book, Harry Potter. And actually, alam nyo, it is really good na, well, I have no idea kung sino nagsulat itong book na ito, but it's really good. I love it. Oh, the shade. It goes like this. It is our choices that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. It's said by Albus Dumbledore. Kaya always think twice, thrice, or even 10 times bago ka gumawa ng decision sa iyong buhay, okay? Especially yung mga malalaking mga decision. And it's always never a bad choice to moisturize yourself, drink water, and put some aloe vera on your face to moisturize it, okay? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope this experience is a good choice for you guys, okay? Bye!